Nate Voss, we're starting up here, man. We are at HOW, Creative Freelancer Conference. It's like the day before the actual HOW conference kicks off.
Yeah, but it's the first day of the Creative Freelancer Conference.
Right, right. And we got somebody here that is speaking at the actual official event itself, right?
Yeah, Jenny Herbert, how you doing?
I am doing really well, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing awesome now that you're here.
Yeah?
Yeah. Here, I have to hold this so that we can both be heard. Donovan's running audio. So, okay, so what are you doing? You have a thing that you're doing. Is it Creative Freelancer or is it HOW Conference proper?
Well, I'm dancing on the tables a little later on.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay. Seriously, because I just had a moment where I was like, right now?
No, not right now. Great. Okay. We're gonna do that a little later, so don't miss that for sure.
Will not.
Okay. They don't want you to. Not even a little bit.
Right.
All right. No, but they brought me here to actually, I'm speaking for a couple of the way that every, it's different this year.
That's how was it? How was it last year?
How was what last year?
The thing that you're doing.
This is Nate's first HOW conference.
Yeah, I don't know.
You gotta tell them how it's different than last year.
You weren't here last year.
No, I was remote, dude. I was sitting at home making the show that we're doing now. I was sitting back making it work remotely.
Okay, Lucy, let me explain.
Let's do it.
Okay. Ooh. I'm explaining now. All right, here's the deal. Pre-conference workshops and tours, studio tours. You see,
yep.
That goes on the day before
the big
HOW conference,
yep.
Right? So that's all going on tomorrow. The cool thing is that they're concurrently running HOW and in-house together.
Yes.
So all those really kick-ass people that are both in the in-house industry and in the agency industry, they get to kind of enjoy the whole thing going on.
They kind of get all of it.
Yeah. And
I think that's the thing that they're doing.
I think they need to be doing that because there's really no difference. A designer's a designer's a designer.
Right. I think
right?
So.
Can you say that really fast?
A designer's a designer is a designer?
Pretty good. You almost had it. You almost had it. So, okay. So, did you catch any of the programming today? Any people that were running game up there aside from Steve?
I don't listen to Steve anymore. I saw Diana for a bit. Diana's just amazing.
Oh, my God. Isn't she?
Yes. She is Little Miss Energy. And if you ever get the chance to sit and talk to her, one of the greatest things about her is that she actually looks at you when she's talking to you.
As opposed to right now.
She's, you know, like, looking off. Yeah. Nate, I'm right here.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at me. Right
okay.
here. Focused.
Hey.
Focused.
All right. That makes it sound like I was looking somewhere else. But all right.
You were right here. So she's just a great communicator, and she's really into people. And so she's got this energy about her that's just awesome. And so if she's up on stage, it comes out. She has great stuff to talk about when it comes to collaboration and all that good stuff.
I found her, like, her entire thing, and this is just kind of for the people at home, was all about the perfect pitch and, you know, kind of like perfecting your elevator speech of what you do. And really, you know, we had worksheets to go through and filling out all this stuff. And man, I was actually getting emotional during that. I was feeling so good about what I do.
That's awesome. I have to ask you a question now.
All right.
So what? Like, what was the one thing? What was it that made you go, oh, wow?
You know, I think it was... The one thing was being honest with myself about who my perfect clients really are and what do they do. And coming to the realization that I already work with some of those people. It's not all of my work, but it's already some of it.
Not all of them are going to be perfect clients, but you want more of them to be that way than less.
It was the realization that it is okay for me to focus on that.
Yes.
Instead of trying to be all things to all people, which I think a lot of freelancers probably try to do.
And as you focus more and more on that perfect client, I think what ends up happening is you start having more and more of those perfect clients.
I have heard people say that.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's true.
It's true.
I'm not sure. But yeah, so yeah, Diana Valentine. Diana, thank... Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. She's going to kill me for that.
Faux pas.
She killed it. She was awesome.
Good.
Just saw Bryn Muth walking by.
There's a lot of people walking by.
There's an awful lot of people walking by. We need to, like, snag some of them. I have Steve Gordon on the line.
Well, Jenny, thank you very much for stopping by, and it was a pleasure to talk
Absolutely,
to you.
Absolutely, gents. Looking dapper, as always.
Oh, thank you. Can't wait to listen to you. Now, hey, plug your show. You have a special thing coming up.
I do.
Sponsored by Nina, by the way.
I know.
Fine.
They're
whatever.
Like my friends. They love
Go ahead, me. Nina. Go ahead and sponsor someone else's show. It's fine.
Breathe. Nate, breathe.
All right.
You better? All right. You good?
I'm on it.
You're good.
I'm
all right. Good. Yeah, we're doing special edition Talk Story with Jenny, which is a my talk show
right.
that I started back in December of this last year. And it's just a show where I get to do the Hawaiian thing, which is oh so close to my heart. And I get to just talk story with people and find out what makes them tick and why they love what they do and how they got to the place that they did.
Yeah.
So we're doing a special edition. And the infamous Steve Gordon and the equally or doubly infamous Jeff Fisher. And
probably double. If anyone could double Steve.
Well, to our audience, it might be less because Steve's on our show a lot. Jeff's only been on like once.
Yeah, but I think even one time with Jeff, you get a taste of that.
Now, for our listeners that don't actually, that haven't heard you before, where would they go to find your show right now, like the ones you've already done?
Oh, great question. So it's, go to my website, which is jennyherberger.com. And although I have the most common name, first name, on the planet, it's J-E-N-I, one N. JENIHERBERGER.com.
And otherwise, you can go to 36point.com, find this post, click on the link, we'll have it in there.
Donovan, you will make that link happen. Jenny, awesome.
Happen.
Hug it out.
All right. Woohoo.
We will hopefully talk to you again throughout this conference. You go have an awesome time.
Who's here?
Donovan's, I think.
Donovan's mine. This is going to be jam packed. We're going to release these every day. They're actually probably coming a day late because.
We'll be hearing the day one podcast on the actual day two of the show.
Right, so you'll be catching these throughout the week, and then we're recording other shows during this time that'll air afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing like 10 damn shows. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it'll take you 5 weeks to get all these downloaded. But
by the way, there's a straight up happy hour going down right now in this room. If I don't know how much of this background noise is getting picked up, but there are people drinking and being merry.
And I don't expect that to stop until about Wednesday at noon thirty when the conference is over.
Yeah,
Kevin Carroll.
Kevin Carroll's closing it down. Looking forward to that. We're going to have Kevin Carroll on the show along with many other people. So what did we see today? So we talked a bit about Diana Valentine, and she killed it, right?
I had never met her, and it's really weird to me because you show up at these events, and. And you run into some people, you run into Steve Gordon right away.
Immediately. We came all the way to Denver just to run into Steve immediately.
And then every now and then you run into these people you read about online where we come into the Creative Freelancer session. We're one of the last people here, but we're still on time. We're not running in late. I just want to let that be known. And I come in and I sit down and I look and I'm like, wait a minute, that's all of Steve's design work. I've seen this all on Steve's blog.
Yeah. And it was like, you've seen her logo. And then you see her in real life and you realize, wow, okay, I recognize her
her
logo.
So I just lean over and I was like, hey, I think we have a mutual friend in Steve Gordon.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was about it.
That was a pretty classy moment. I liked that.
We have with us Michael. Michael, where are you from?
I'm from here in the Metro Denver area, Westminster.
And are you attending the Freelancer Conference or all the conferences?
No, just the Freelancer. And this is my first time.
So I take it you are a freelancer.
I say that I have my own practice.
Do you have a website for our listeners?
I do. It's www.bsiw, as in Black Swan Imageworks.us.
All right. And what have you thought so far about the conference? And has this met your expectations? What are you kind of looking forward to tomorrow?
More information, and especially on the back end side. I think none of us get into being designers because we love to do bookkeeping and record keeping and billing. You know?
Right. It's the whole business side. And I think
because if you got into it for that, you get into accounting instead.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm not an accountant. Anybody who looks at my desk can tell you that I'm not an accountant.
Right. Anyone that looks at my checking account can tell you I'm not.
All right.
Very good.
So is there anything in particular that you saw today that really stood out to you?
The one guy that talked about the concept and the conceptualizing and how you conceptualize your presence in the market, that thing to me was almost like mind-changing.
Nice.
Because it's the big thing that you get in...
Steve.
I'm trying to think of his name.
Was that Steve Gordon?
I think it was Luke.
Oh, Luke! Yes! Yeah, Luke Missy.
Yeah, is that...
Well, Luke, we're just going to go with Luke because I forgot how to pronounce his name.
Yeah,
I see Jamie Saunders eyeballing us over there. Jamie, you better come be on our show.
Okay.
I thought his presentation was... That was the very next thing we were going to talk about. And his presentation was all about
how to be the boss, not just of yourself, right, but also in your relationships with your clients.
Yeah, and part of it is how, I think, is how you see yourself in that relationship. And if you see yourself as that and the expert, and that you're not just delivering a sealed up product, you not a disc at the end of the thing.
Right.
Yeah, that really to me was, so it encapsulated stuff I've been sort of aiming toward.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, Michael, thank you so much for stopping by and being on the show. You. We'll see you tomorrow probably, and enjoy the conference.
So, Jamie Saunders, Nina Paper's own Jamie Saunders was just snapping awesome photos of us. Jamie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you guys?
We're doing really well right now. I like that photo.
It's a good one. I'll send
I like
you.
That. Maybe we can put that up on the show. I like that one even better.
You're making a really handsome face.
I like, I'm throwing you the eyebrow,
yep.
Which, as all the people know, is one of my characteristic traits. So, hey, so you are the, at Nina Paper on Twitter.
Yep.
You drive that. You are the driving force behind it. And
that's
it is
me.
A rad Twitter.
Thank you.
And I cannot wait to show you my business cards, by the way, which I put on that iridescent paper. But I forgot them. So anyway, that's they're at the hotel room.
Oh, you have
not
them
like
here.
At home.
You just
anyway,
didn't forget them.
That's
I can't
a
wait
whole,
to see them.
They look great.
Good.
Because it's awesome paper. Tell us a little bit more about what Nina Paper's doing here at the Howe Conference. Like everything, I think, right?
yeah. So actually, tomorrow night we'll be at obviously the exhibition center for opening night.
Okay. Is that where that is?
That is where that is
okay.
In the exhibition.
I did not know.
You're gonna want to go to the ballroom and find. How?
I'm just gonna look for people.
That's the best way to do it.
There's other things happening. There's like
follow
a there's like
the
a fancy
yellow brick road. Yeah.
There's a fancy person party happening next to our current party. That at first I was like, wow, people dress really nice
yeah,
for how.
Yeah, you kind of scared me actually when you said people wearing suits because I'm not wearing a suit today.
Yeah. No, no.
So, but Tuesday we've got a special edition of Talk Story with Jenny that we're sponsoring there.
Why are we keep promoting other podcasts? No, today we have a special edition of 36 Points Reflex Blue Show.
Yeah, with special guest Jamie Saunders of Nina Paper.
I didn't share in advance.
All right.
So I'm happy to help.
I feel like we can take that conversation offline. So yeah, we were just talking to Jenny. She was pitching the show, so
perfect.
We're feeling good about that.
Yep, and then of course the White Space party on Tuesday night, the closing night party that is Nina's finest event.
What is it with having a designer party in all white? I mean, I haven't heard of a white party since Puff Daddy threw one.
We actually did this party maybe four or five years ago, probably the most popular, most attended party that we did.
Holy snap.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of fancy people, neon, glow sticks, you know, the whole nine, so sort of an 80s vibe with your all-white outfit on.
Well, my Miller High Life shirt, which is the white shirt I normally have,
it
was dirty, so I've got another one that I think you'll like equally as much, but it's just as classy.
Well, that makes me really happy because I was asking for suggestions on Friday on Twitter of what I should wear to the party, and somebody told me if I was a guy, I could wear a tube sock. So I think you're a step up from that.
You could do the tube sock thing. I don't know that you should. If Donovan did it, people would still just think that he's wearing white. Booyah! That just happened. That was a real thing.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was a slick
I
burn.
That.
I totally forgot to pack my. I didn't find out about the white clothes
well, there's
thing.
A mall within yep. walking distance
yep.
from this hotel.
16th
so
Street
I expect
Mall.
To see you. Maybe there's a paint shop around. Somebody told me
you just do it up.
Last time we did
grab
this,
Bryn.
A painter's outfit and brought markers and had people sign yeah. them.
We're gonna
pretty
attempt
exciting.
To pull.
Oh, yes, you want Bryn, not
we want Bryn.
We need Bryn.
Well, hey,
but
thank
we do
you very
want
much,
you
and
too.
We'll catch you. We'll catch up with you during the week.
I cannot
yes.
wait, and I'll
yes.
forward these pictures. They'll be on our Facebook page.
Do that; it will be awesome. Jamie, thanks so much for stopping by and being on the show. We'll see you momentarily.
Yes, you will.
Yes, we will.
More than you want to.
All right, we're keeping the party real going now that Jamie's gone. We are here with Jackie Brown. Yes, the Jackie Brown, the Arizona-based designer. Jackie, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. You should come slightly closer. I promise Donovan will not bite. So is this your... Now, we met post-conference session very briefly. Mm-hmm. There was a circle around... We keep talking about Steve Gordon on the show.
The circles of ladies always revolve around Steve Gordon.
I would just
but
call it a circle of trust.
But they also revolve around the bar.
Right. But anyway, so I didn't... get to find out, was this your first Creative Freelancer Conference?
No, this was my second. I was in San Diego last year.
Oh, my God. Compare and contrast for us your experience so far.
So far, it's excellent, just like San Diego was.
Okay, did you see anything today that in particular stood out to you, aside from Steve Gordon's massive biceps?
I do think there was a difference because Diana wasn't, she was present at the last conference, but she did not get up and speak. She just had a round table event.
Okay.
And so this year she got up and spoke, and I absolutely loved her hour of speaking about perfect pitch. And I need to create my own perfect pitch because I have not done that yet.
I was going to say, did you have one before that?
No.
What did you say to people when they say, Jackie Brown, aside from beating down fools, what is it that you do?
I would simply say that I was a graphic designer and that I create people's ads and logos and brochures, and I don't do web.
Wow, okay. So that is like you're getting into the specifics. And that's, you know, I think that's something that a lot of us do, is just sort of like, okay, well, here are the specific things that I actually do. I make X, Y, and Z. But I think one of the things that she was talking about and that Luke was talking about after that, Luke Missy, I don't know how to say his last name.
We're just making it up here.
Let's go with
Just Luke.
Was about getting past that or those sort of the dangers of it and positioning yourself right.
I loved Luke's presentation as well. He was explaining to push farther than what just doing and being the graphic design person and making yourself larger than that.
Right, like a consultant he kept bringing up.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're all over that? I get it.
I will eventually be there. He said it was a process.
How long?
He didn't make it.
How long have you been a freelance graphic designer? Let me ask you that. At least a year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, because you were at last year's conference.
Yes. I have been a freelance designer since 2001.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I graduated college in 99.
Get out of town. You're blowing my mind. All right.
Okay, Jackie. Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Yeah.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. See you tomorrow.
Awesome. And then, hey, Bryn. This is Bryn Muth.
Yeah.
Which side should I be speaking into?
The one with the light, Nate.
You do it.
Bryn, you're running this conference, right?
Actually, I was going to ask that. Do you run the conference, or is your role
different? I'm the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
The lady behind the lady behind the lady, which
yes.
is actually the way that you guys do it?
Pay
so
no
you
attention.
Take all of the credit, which is great, because we love this thing.
Actually, no.
I feel like, from the look on Bryn's face, she's very uncomfortable with that statement.
I am totally the janitor. I am just sweeping up. Other people do way more stuff than I do.
Now, how is it different running the conference, having the conferences overlap as compared to the past?
You know, somebody was asking me that earlier, and honestly, since I've been at CFC all day, it's like, what how conference? You know, it's...
That's probably something
it's
else
It's some
that's
other
happening
thing.
Later.
You know, it's just, this feels like a completely separate event. It'll be a different story tomorrow.
Right, when you're doing both, actually.
When it all comes together tomorrow night. I think that's going to be super cool. But for now, it just feels like this is the freelance conference that it's always been.
I think one of the advantages is if you come to the freelancer or the in-house design conference where you probably had a pretty decent party before, and now you have a massive party to close the event.
Absolutely. That was kind of the point, is the party.
Yes. Well, we know the way that it runs here. Thank you.
Planning events around party, to me, good move. I approve.
When I was kind of welcoming people and checking them in at the registration to desk, it was all about the drink tickets. You know, here's a free drink ticket, So we're all about the cocktails.
And
we're all about
those,
the cocktails.
And we're appreciative of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there anyone or any sort of programming that you guys have on? Let's maybe just talk specifically about the Creative Freelancer Conference that you are either that happened today that you were really excited about or that is going on tomorrow that you think people are really going to go nuts for.
Well, I actually had not heard Luke Micey speak before.
Micey, that's
how you do it. It's Micey, right? He was amazing. Did you hear his kind of manifesto at the end?
He was great.
Unbelievable. So that was a highlight for me.
He made me remember again what the advantage of actually working for yourself
and
to really, that if you don't take advantage of those things, why even work for yourself?
Go get a job.
Yeah.
Right.
When he started like laying down on freedom and the free freelance designer, really putting the emphasis on that, that's what it's all about. And... Yeah, I had moved away from that. That was one of the furthest thoughts from my mind. Now it's like, pay the bills, do what the man asks. But no, that was his whole thing, was getting up there and saying, no, you are your own boss. You are in charge. And really setting up, what I thought he did a really good job of was setting up a really good framework to put that plan into action for yourself. Right. Instead of just saying, hey, you should do this, it was, yo, here's a worksheet.
Here's how I do it.
Here is how it gets done. Yeah. And that kind of actionable information, I think, is really, really valuable to get it at events like these.
And he kind of dropped a couple of big ideas into the room, you know, like the idea of taking a day that is your business day.
Yep.
I mean, I think that's kind of a foreign concept to a lot of people.
Yeah. I liked how he also told it that you could do that, but you don't necessarily tell your clients that, because they don't need to know. It's your business.
It's your day. It's absolutely. And the idea of a, like a client probation period, you know, you don't, if it, you take a new piece of business on, but that doesn't lock you into working with this person indefinitely.
To a small amount of business, I think was his point, to kind of test the waters.
Yeah.
The other thing that I love that he talked about specifically, his big thing, I think, was boundaries with clients. Do not call me at lunch. Do not call me at home. Oh, man. I would hate to be the client that calls Luke at home.
Well, he just doesn't answer the phone.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. And it's not just a freelance thing. I mean, it's the problem that every working person has is, do you really want to be on the clock on Saturday?
Yeah.
Are you still holding a grudge from us calling you, like, every week at 2 in the morning on Saturday? Is that what it is?
Oh, those guys!
This is your way of telling us.
Yeah, I have an idea for the magazine. It's going to be great. I have to tell you about it right now.
I'm seeing the Omaha area code, which I don't know what that is, but...
Oh, it's 401.
It's just blocked. She just blocked the whole area code from her phone. Yeah.
So she never gets these calls anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Sad. We should tell her.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bryn. We look forward to the rest of the HOW conference.
Thanks,
guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you got it.
We hope we can get you check in on each of the three conferences as we're doing these. But
absolutely.
We won't take up too much of your time because we know you're very busy.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks for being on.
See ya.
You.
Okay.
We're already doing it.
And this is like the man of the thing. By the way, so we got Steve Gordon with us here.
What up?
And thanks for the shout out, by the way, in your presentation. But I got to tell you, I'm sitting next to a lady just a few years older,
cool,
than us. And the minute you shouted out to me, and I raised my hand because he said, "Where's Donovan at?"
Right.
She looks at me. She's like, "Oh, you know this guy? What's his name? And like, what's his website? He's funny and blah, blah." And it was like, "Oh man, it's just like being in any other group of ladies, and they're all like, tell me more." By the way, this is true. I'm not making this up.
He's not making this up. That I totally got busted by Nate, surrounded by the ladies, and I couldn't get out of it, so I felt guilty.
Been coincidental. I think it might have been like those specific people,
right,
not ladies, people,
right,
were the ones who were the most interested in maybe expanding on the topics.
They had questions. Yeah. That's all.
Some of them were, what is your number?
It's true.
And Steve, your role was to come in here as the Q&A and to help kind of round out. You were on a panel discussion.
Right.
But you have other events going on throughout the weekend. Can you kind of tell our listeners what else they can look forward to from you?
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy week. I am doing the networking lunch. I'm facilitating that. That's tomorrow.
That's a Sunday, right?
And that's kind of for conference newbies who, or even people who have been here before but haven't gotten their feet wet with the networking thing. And then after that, I have a book signing for 100 Habits of Successful Freelance Designers, of which Donovan Berry is in.
Oh, yeah. Nate's got a piece that's in it, too.
Yeah.
Nice. That's right.
I like to say that I am briefly in that book because I am certainly not featured.
Dude, in.
I'm still waiting for that success part, Steve. I'm still waiting for that to come home. But,
and then after that, I'm honorary staff this year. So I'm introducing speakers and kind of helping the HOW staff facilitate the actual conference.
That just means you get drink tickets.
Yes.
Okay, Steve.
See me for drink tickets.
Well, we'll be hanging around you quite a bit then.
I wanted to ask Steve, I want to ask you about the panel that you were on, because it was all about, it was like three successful graphic designers just kind of talking about the different ways to find success in specific areas of our business. One of the things that I thought was really interesting up there is they did a really good job of finding three totally, totally different designers.
Oh, goodness, yes, there couldn't have been three different designers almost in the entire room. Like, they picked well.
The I can't remember her name, but the woman who was sitting on the far end of the table from you.
It escapes me. It does.
And I checked, and I checked the sheet, and I didn't see it on there.
Okay.
So, apologies in advance. But yo, if there is an opposite of Steve Gordon, there it was. But it was good to get
polar
her
opposite.
To get her perspective too, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it was really cool because she actually understood a lot of the things that I was saying in respect for that, and I respected where she was coming from. And she admitted, she was like, there's things that I can't do that he can do. And so it kind of validated both of us.
No one can do what Steve Gordon does.
It was, yeah.
She did say that.
Yeah. Only Steve, yeah, if you're not Steve Gordon, you can't do what Steve Gordon. I tweeted that straight away.
I know, I have to check the Twitter feed, dude. I don't know. People are like, yeah, I tweeted your quote. I'm like, what the hell did I say?
And you can follow hashtag HowCONF,
yes,
or CCFCONF,
yes,
for the Creative Freelancer. And what's the and then there's InHowCONF or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I want to say CNOF ends everything, so the prefix is CF, and then HOW, and then I want to say INHOWSE, and then the CNOF.
Crap, that one's, yeah, long. I don't think that one's
in-house.
Right.
Following
is it different? Did they not? They might not have.
Like,
so
it might be. You're right.
So
you're right.
Following the How conference on Twitter is like following Conan O'Brien on Twitter. We got to follow like seven names.
It's true.
Crazy.
You do. You do. I'm with Team Coney. You know,
Conan's beard.
Yeah, Coney's babies.
There's hundreds of people here. That's why you do the hashtags. Let me tell you. I'll teach you about Twitter after the show.
Okay. Well, Steve, good to see you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Drinks up.
Drinking it up.
Nate,
I think that's it.
I think we're gonna wrap this up.
I feel good about our day one podcast.
And,
how do you feel about that?
I feel good. And tune in tomorrow, and we'll have more stories of not being able to do what Steve Gordon does.
I feel like we terrified Jackie, so we'll see if we can't get some liquid courage in her and get some more people up on this show tomorrow. But yeah. So this, you guys will be hearing this today, and tomorrow there will be another one of these. So if you're not at the How, we're bringing it to you. If you are at the How, you can reminisce already, and it's going to be large.
Sounds good. Rock
beautiful,
on.
Beautiful.
Later.
Let's do this.